This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, give us another weather update, please. Brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Protect your home before the next storm. Get your free roof and window estimate. Call 954-968-8155.
Not as cloudy, and the winds have quieted down, which means it probably is a little bit warmer. I'm going to say 90 degrees, 91 degrees. Winds are light out of the west. And I would say get ready for that rain, because usually when it slows down like that, the westerly winds are going to meet up with the easterly winds, and that's when the rain's coming.
Got to watch out. It's that time, ladies and gentlemen. The headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Kia. In Miami, at a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. And the Miami Marlins, in the midst of a 12-game losing streak. Oof. Back at it tonight against the Phillies, who have had their number this year, but aren't playing great. They did just have some struggles against the Yankees and the Dodgers. But the Marlins are struggling against literally everybody. So, in my mind, I feel like the Phillies are looking at us, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, saying, Slump Buster! Action gets going tonight. 6:40 is your first pitch from Lone Depot Park. And 6 o'clock, we'll get you going with Marlins on deck. As it's been rough, man. 52-54 after being 10 over at one point this season. Yikes.
52-42? Were they 51-41, right? Does that sound
they
right?
They were 52-42, weren't they?
52-42, yeah. No, 50, because they lost 12 straight.
No, they were 10 games above 500. Now they've lost 12 straight, so now they're 2 games below 500.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah. They were 52-42.
They were 52-42. Minus okay. Minus one on Leroy's math.
Yeah, that was really bad math, dude.
Yeah.
You all right, dude?
Yeah. I mean, I just thought about it afterwards.
The snack or pain, where are we at?
Not that hungry. I haven't been eating.
Oh, now I know you're sad.
Yeah.
Do you think it's medication?
No, I'm not on nothing.
I know.
No.
You sound really sad.
Because
he's hungry right now. You don't know Leroy. He's getting hungry right now.
I'm hungry, but it's not even that. It's like...
And he can't make food.
I can't do nothing.
Exactly. Oh, that's
no,
why.
I cooked on the grill yesterday.
DoorDash?
Burnt my hand.
Because
I had to go left. And, you know, I can just go up underneath the grill,
sure,
whatever.
Sure.
I went left under that upper... I'm like, oh.
Could you one-hand a grilled cheese?
Yeah.
You could one-hand a grilled cheese.
I did burgers, chicken, and shrimp on a skewer.
Wow.
Yesterday.
Very nice.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's not like, it just, I need to move around, right? I can't even move around because I can't sweat yet. Because anytime I go out in the sun and even start sweating, it itches like crazy and I can't take nothing off.
The Florida Panthers, this weekend, they signed backup goalie Akira Schmid to
Shakira?
Akira.
Oh. Akira.
Proud of you. Good job. That's a point. That's a 2-year deal worth $2 million, so they avoid arbitration with their backup goalie. I refer to him as not Bob number two.
He's still other goalie.
He's not. Yeah,
the one that's not starting is other goalie.
We have not Bob one and not Bob two. That's how I'm looking at them this year.
Wait, what if they win a chip? Are you going to be satisfied?
Yes, that'll be that is the debt that they owe.
And then would you say, yeah, maybe they were right.
Yeah, but do you ever think about what if Bob eliminates their ass in the playoffs?
Yeah.
You know, that, that could also be a possibility.
Yep. I have a hard time believing with all this firepower that they just going to get shut out.
Sergei Bobrovsky did that to the Lightning when the Lightning broke the points record.
This ain't the Lightning.
Okay. We better hope so.
I mean, when was the last time they won?
When is the last time the Lightning won? 22, 23?
Not, it's got to be four 22. Or 5 years ago. 21.
No, it was 22.
Oh, 22. Okay.
It was 22 because the Panthers were there 23, 24, 25. And then last year, fake season because Barkey got hurt. Not a real season. Alexander Barkov, by the way, might be the president of Finland one day.
Why do you say that?
He's just doing like all these cool things. Like he's doing these things by Finland of like outreach programs, and he's on like respect women panels and things like that. Like he's a very good-hearted man. Like he doesn't tolerate things in the locker room, and basically he's best friends with. I mean, I basically read into this because you know I can't read all of the Finnish articles.
That's what you do.
But it kind of sounds
you're reading
like
Finnish newspaper. Now.
It sounds like Alexander Barkov.
Dude, what? Bro, back up.
What?
You're reading Finnish newspapers now.
Yeah. What's the problem? Where else would I read Finnish news?
I think they speak English.
They do. They do speak English, but they write in Finnish.
Okay. So you're reading. So you're not.
When are we
going
to be finished with this?
I'm telling you. I think he might be president of Finland one day.
Like you literally said.
He's doing things at you know, it's not like our
like
president
taking care of his hometown.
Things that
or whatever
he should be doing with this platform. I agree. I like that.
But he's
that
doing
doesn't
it.
Mean he want to be president of a company.
It doesn't mean that he doesn't want to be president of Finland. Like one day, once all the hockey's over, he might be president of Finland.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
Wouldn't be
so
a bad.
Every time anybody does something good, they have to have like, you know, that. In the back of their mind, well, maybe one day I'm going to be president.
I don't know if he thinks back in his mind, but I do think that he's a guy that seems like he wants to do a lot of good. We know down here he's one of the most charitable athletes in town with what he does with Joe DiMaggio, and I could be you couldn't see one day an Alexander Barkov, you know, once his partying is over, of course, at 11, and he gets away from that bad influence, Sam Reinhart, who always has him drink the booze.
Drunk once and instantly.
You couldn't see one day. I think that Alexander Barkov, you know, this was said about Manny Pacquiao many years where he could have been the president of the Philippines. He didn't win those elections. But I think that hockey's way different. And I feel like Alexander Barkov could be president of Finland if he wanted
doesn't
to.
Doesn't he have
day.
To be a little more, what's the word I'm looking for? Talkative? Like, outgoing?
I think that I think he's a chatterbox
you
by Finnish standards.
You think he's just not like that here?
No, I think by Finnish standards, he's a chatterbox. Like compared to
now, you know about Finnish standards.
Well, we've interviewed.
What are you doing?
Think about this.
You read it in an article, Leroy.
This is science. We've interviewed.
No, he didn't.
Hold on. Listen to me. Okay. I've done research on this. We have interviewed three Panthers.
Why did you do this research, by the way?
I would love to tell you. I'm about to tell you this. I'm not going to do a bit here. We've interviewed three Finnish Panthers. Okay, Etu Lostarinen. Anton Lundell, Alexander Barkov. Barkey was by far the most talkative. So by Finnish standards, I think he's a chatterbox.
This is your research.
Do you have more research than that? No.
This is crazy.
I don't think it's that crazy. I think he could be president of Finland.
First of all,
day.
You mentioned I started reading the article because I couldn't finish it because they write in Finnish.
You did say that.
Like, that's how it started. Where can it go from there?
I'm just telling you, I think one day Alexander Barkov is going to be president of Finland.
We got out of this whole conversation. Barkey is really a chatterbox?
By Finnish standards.
Love that.
How do you know Finnish standards?
How do you know what Finnish standards
did you guys,
are?
Okay, maybe
did
you guys,
live
again,
in
the... Again,
I just said three.
No, I literally just gave you guys... I have researched this. We have interviewed three Panthers from Finland.
And that's your research?
He's the most talkative out of all of them. That's research. Have you guys done more research than that? No.
I mean,
I was with you.
I covered a team.
So are you disagreeing? Who was the most talkative man from Finland?
They were all talkative.
He's the captain.
Questions.
Time out. Is he not the captain?
Yeah.
So he's required to talk more than others.
Dude. Dude. You literally just boxed yourself in.
What do you mean?
Literally, because you just said he couldn't be president. He doesn't talk enough.
No, I'm
asking a question.
I said that's not what I said.
That is what you said.
I said
you've been bought.
Oh, look, I get this. What I said was, don't you need to be more?
He is outgoing. Did you not see the IG live? He brings the Stanley Cup over to his neighbors.
I feel like Lindell's very talkative too, sir.
Not like this. Not like Barkey.
To make his point, not like
Barkey. He's not.
No.
He's not.
He's Mr. Masolos.
He's baby Barkey. Yeah, and he moves in silence. You see that hair?
Does he move in silence?
He's a vice president. If I've ever
seen, if consider Mr.
Oh, he's the vice president.
He's vice president.
He's the vice president.
He's not ready to be a president.
He's younger.
He's not even a top liner yet, okay? He's not ready to be president. Hey, you don't want Barkey to
focus on Mikula.
He's sergeant in arms. I'm not making him the president, okay? You can't make a polar bear president. What are you supposed to do? Negotiate with fish?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. President, can we get approval on us? Okay, he hasn't had his afternoon fish.
But wait, you call him sergeant at arms?
Yeah.
This is the research he's done.
Niko Mikkola could be the Finnish sergeant in arms. Now, I don't know if Finland's ever going to war. Because it's Finland.
No. No.
They're just minding their own business.
Kindest.
I'm telling
you. There's a lot of countries out there that spend all their extra money on their people.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, he could be president of Finland. In fact, we're going to be sitting here one day, probably in the year 2046, and you're like, Tobes, you were right. Alexander Barkov, president of Finland.
Really?
Just recall that. You doubted him.
I don't think anyone's doubting.
Why do I have to doubt the people you talk about when I really doubt you?
All right, well, I'm asking him this year at Media Day. I'm asking him if he wants to be president of Finland.
Ask him. Let's write that down.
I'm going to ask him. Because if you're doing favors for the president and you're heading up committees already at the ripe age of, what, 30? You know.
All that says is your country is pretty small. That's it.
That's what that says? I don't think that's what the country. That's not what that says. You're fresh off the world championship, and now you're heading up a committee? This guy. Unbelievable.
I mean, Tua was on a committee.
Not with permission. They just threw him in there. You're going to love it, Tua. You're going to love it.
Wait. Even, who was it? LT said, I don't even know why I'm here.
Nobody did. Nobody got permission.
Again.
Carter. So, Verhage.
So what does that mean?
Well, Barkey's actually like spent time with the president. We talked to him. Remember, they go into the sauna with the president. It's like a tradition.
Like no other.
And he goes and he says, Sasha. And he goes, yes, Mr. President. And he's like, I think
you
one
think
day
they call
this could
Alexander
be you.
There?
No, I think they call him Sasha.
Sasha seems like a nickname you got here.
It's not, but
okay.
Thank you.
Like, when did you become a Finnish
you
expert?
You skipped over his accent.
I heard him. I'm just keeping it moving.
He's just ridiculous.
When did you become a
you
Finnish
just,
expert?
You're just
keeping him moving.
Here's the thing, though.
Question him with the newspaper.
But, Jennifer, you don't find it infuriating. He'll just disagree with whatever point I bring up. He's got nothing.
You're talking about
he's got
somebody
nobody.
Being a Finnish president. That's playing hockey right now.
Okay, and so what? We can't talk about future plans? I'm going to tell you something right now. There's no guy that we have right now. Right? Giannis. He's not going to be president of Greece. I don't think. Seems like he's not into that. Bam. I don't think he wants to be president. Barkey might want to be president of Finland. By the way, it seems like Bam is getting married, huh?
Oh, where are
they? The cutest.
They are two scoops of adorable.
I love.
He's
I
already love asked his, he's already asked Papa Wilson for the hand in marriage.
Was it the same hand that he punched Tyler with?
I don't know. I don't think so, because that would be
punch him,
I hope so.
That would be Asia's hand. That would mean Asia that slapped Tyler Hero.
No, remember Ben? I mean, yeah, you know. I'm just saying.
Still no footage on that, huh? That's pretty incredible.
They're probably hiding that.
That's pretty incredible. Like heat security must have got heat security must have gotten to that pretty quick.
I don't know if it's heat security. Maybe it was buck security.
Because they don't want. Well, Pat Riley's making jokes.
That's
about
what
it.
I'm saying. So I don't think he's trying to hide it if you're making jokes about it. But maybe, you know, for Tyler, they're Milwaukee got a hold of the footage and, you know.
Does somebody bring the first Bucks game a Tyler Hero fathead with a black eye under it?
And put some tape? To, like he going to all of a sudden become left eye?
All right. Well, I'm sorry, Barkey, that Leroy doesn't believe you can be president. But I do.
He's a great guy.
You know, you want to hear a crazy story? I had that situation.
You were going to be president?
No. So when I was in Minnesota, they used to have be a show at one of the local bars. And guess who did the show? Jesse Ventura.
Oh, the body.
Then he had to stop to run for governor. And he won.
I know. Also a really rabid conspiracy theorist. And he seems like he's been right on.
He used to have a show on like one on E or something like that. Conspiracies. He's just all he did.
And we've already seen that Alexander Barkov can really handle a crowd.
I might have never won anything, but I always wanted to do this. So can you repeat what I say?
Personally.
Bobby. Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Hey.
Wow.
You know what that was right there? That was two straight days at the elbow room.
Yeah, nobody chants it like that, man.
Nobody.
Take a break.
Maybe a fun one.
We're back after this.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. And you guys can get in on the chat at 104.3 WQAM. Very hostile, the chat lately, though. I got to be honest with you. Going at each other.
What is going on?
This is not the vibe. It's the YouTubers, particularly. The Twitchers are always cool with each other.
Listen, the guys.
The comments are about Fox.
No, the guys have been good, right? I don't know how this De'Aaron Fox comment came about, but this is one guy named eSims5101 who's either De'Aaron Fox's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Or his agent trying to say De'Aaron Fox is something, and then we're like at the whole chat, myself, we're just like, he stinks. The man's only been to the playoff 2 times.
Right.
And to be the vet, right? To be the vet of a team, a young team, in last season's playoff.
He's been there, done that.
Right. But then we forget he's only been there and done that 1 time. And he lost a 7-game series. To the Warriors when they had home court.
That was the light the beam team.
Yeah, and they lighted his ass all the way to San Antonio.
Right. And listen, I'd love to blame Sabonis, but, you know, I can't do everything. He's already got enough tough things going. He plays for Sacramento.
And then he got Mike Brown fired.
He did.
Right? He got Mike Brown fired. And then now he went to San Antonio. He was supposed to be the vet, the experienced vet to lead this young team.
Stunk.
And he stunk up the whole playoffs. And this guy's always going to one stat. And he's like, I've been watching him from Kentucky.
I do like De'Aaron Fox as a player. I think De'Aaron Fox is, like, there's been time. I remember, like, when the Kings stunk, De'Aaron Fox cooked the Heat a couple of times. He usually has been very good in those clutch situations. I think he won the clutch award one time.
Yeah, he did.
The thing is.
4 years ago, probably.
Yeah, the thing is, him making 200 plus million when you got two better cards on your team. It's just a weird thing. It's a weird situation to be in.
One thing, your point guard at the end of a game,
get things organized.
Why is he going for a layup?
Yep.
That's all you need to know. So for him to start caping for De'Aaron Fox makes me know that he doesn't know basketball whatsoever. And he's calling everybody a casual, and all these casuals are hitting him with facts. And he's like, oh, well, I'm just saying, if he could be with the right head coach and the right situation. Hey, numbnuts, you were just with Wemby. They don't get no better situation than that.
It doesn't get much better than getting Wembanyama. But I think, like, again, it's not that De'Aaron – these are always vacuum things. You can't put everything in a vacuum. It's the player with what they make, and is that fit with your team, because you only have so many options. And that's how a lot of these teams get stuck. And so if you're the Heat and you're like, hey, we have Bam, who makes a lot of money. Giannis is obviously going to sign a big deal. And then your final piece basically in that is you're going to add De'Aaron Fox. Can't really do
Not
that.
Not to mention, the last thing we saw at De'Aaron Fox was god-awful.
Yeah, it was god-awful.
No, and then he just put, Vlad, when the only facts you guys have is based on last season with his one year with the Spurs, you guys are casual. So what did he do in Sacramento, numbnuts?
He won the Clutch Award and he won a playoff series, or almost won a playoff series.
So how many years did he play in Sacramento?
Six.
So if he's that good, why is there only one time he went to the playoff and then he got booted?
He obviously, like, he's
good. He had
good.
50 dropped on his head.
He's good, but he's like what? Is he a top 15?
Not $200 million top
15,
good.
Is he a top 15 point guard in the league? No. Maybe the bottom of that? At his best?
I don't even know. The way he was kicking the ball around in last year's final, I don't know if I trust him to drive the ship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like it would have to be like the Heat if you're taking on that much money and the Heat were going to bring him in, one, you're giving up a lot of roster pieces, and then two,
Russell Westbrook in before I brought De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, I don't want either, but I get what you're saying. I don't want but that's also the thing when it comes to the Heat pieces, like people are doing that. Now, it does appear, according to there was a report this week by Barry Jackson that DeMar DeRozan is not exactly like a Heat priority, that they're like kind of wait that out, but it appears that
I'd rather DeMar DeRozan 10 times over than De'Aaron Fox.
Well, now, are you saying that because he's
well
cheaper?
Because of salary?
Yeah, that's why you're saying
yeah
it.
I mean,
you're
I'm
not saying it because of
I'm
age
saying it, I'm saying well there's two reasons. One is because he's cheaper, and the other reason is because the last I saw De'Aaron Fox, he was awful.
Yeah, and it's with that salary that makes it a tough go. Like, look, I don't think it should be like the crusher of all crushers when it's like kind of your first time on that big a stage. But it's tough. It's a tough spot for the Spurs because they very clearly have a guy who's better than him, like already at this age, in Dylan Harper, and they should just go in that direction. But
I'd take Fox at $30 million.
He's not $30 million.
He's not $30 million. He's
going to
make
$50 million.
Yeah, he's going to be making incredible a ton of money. He makes a ton of money.
And you got to understand, he's making $50 million, and they're looking at the rookie who's going into his second year, and they want him to take his job.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's tough too because that's where he wanted to be. He wanted to team up with Wemby, and you know.
Then you shouldn't have sucked. Sorry.
It's a fair point.
Oh, I mean, is that like if he's
making 49, 53, 57, 61 the next 3 years.
Oh, God.
The next 4 years.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know what? Listen.
Every time you mention the next year.
That's the way. Like, it always gets worse as the older they get.
Oh, Jim. Ooh.
By the way.
Romo got arrested.
He got popped.
For what?
Driving under the influence. Or driving while intoxicated.
I got to tell you, he's got a bad DUI face.
It was a very eventful weekend.
It was a very eventful weekend.
But you know what I like about, you see, but there's always something. How come the intangibles is just like, it's just like, oh, yeah, and Tony Romo was caught, you know, arrested.
Ooh, Jim.
But that was it. Like, oh, it was July. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Does he get punished at all for this?
I would think so. No. I would hope so.
They ain't going to punish him.
Man, please.
Because football season haven't started yet. So. They know. They not.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It makes things so uncomfortable.
You know what that looks like?
Why does he look like Paul Rudd?
No, you want me to tell you what it looks like?
Like the Timu version?
He looks like the Timu version
of
Paul Rudd.
Like? Yep, I've been drinking.
No regret in his face whatsoever.
Ooh, Jim, I could really use you right now.
60% of the time.
But keep in mind,
tequila gets me drunk 100% of the time.
Sometimes you get that if you refuse to take the test.
No,
he
refused
to take the test. They charged.
I think he failed the test, is what I read. That he did a bad job on the test, Leroy.
The fact that you just bringing it up and it happened 2 weeks ago is
that's
amazing.
What I'm saying. That's
it's
what I'm saying.
Amazing.
That's the same thing with the Kyle Shanahan situation. That he got that accident was 2 weeks ago,
right?
And then now they're mentioning it.
Well, because they thought he'd be back before camp.
I don't know how you're gonna be back with 40 stitches in your face, but you know.
I don't know. But I mean, the stitches are probably out. They don't put the stitches don't stay in long.
Is it longer because it's face?
No. No, the stitches are just there to help.
Yeah. Well,
they're not there to like. What would you have them looking like a dude from Saw? Like if you leave them stitches in too long, it's they, yeah. No. Yeah. So
and
I'm getting mine
right
out.
Here. Hold, and then another hold right there. I think it was...
He literally sounds like the dude from Euchre.
He sounds like who?
Right? What's his name?
Bob Euchre?
Bob Euchre.
I don't know about that.
I don't hear it.
Did you say Euchre?
But just listen to sound like
just a bit outside.
Jim. Yeah, like, no. Like, he just... Like, he hit the bottle just now before he said that. That's what I meant.
SDS, because the real question is, what was he doing in Wisconsin?
He's from there.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow. Surprised
he went to high school about 35 miles away from Milwaukee.
Yeah, he's from Wisconsin.
Hey, that Milwaukee is crazy. We used to have to play the Packers used to play. They used to play half of their home games. And then half of their preseason games in Milwaukee. Now, the thing about Milwaukee is the stadium, the sidelines are on the same side.
Yeesh.
Were they sharing the same stadium as the baseball team?
No.
Oh, this was a whole totally different stadium.
This was totally different. Up until 1994, they used to go half and half or something like that.
According to the New York Post, they write, the repercussions of Tony Romo's DUI arrest are just beginning. The CBS broadcaster and former Cowboys quarterback has officially withdrawn from his next golf tournament, the MNP Group Texas State Open, which was scheduled to begin on Tuesday. He was booked for driving under the influence. He won't participate despite being a consistent presence for the tournament. He was arrested in Milwaukee, his hometown, the same day he had a brutal final round of the Wisconsin Amateur Championship. Wow, he took the loss hard. He shot 12 over in the final round.
Ooh,
maybe he was drinking before he got to the course.
Damn.
Man, that's a big number for him.
Yeesh.
Yeah, because he's like supposed to be one of the best golfers.
Athletes. He's not. Like.
He is.
Wait, let me ask you this, Lever. You'll beat him? You'll beat him?
No.
Okay.
I'm not like even going to act like. No.
He's scheduled for court on September 21st, it's unclear, they write, if CBS plans to discipline Tony Romo. Currently in a 10-year, $180 million deal.
Wow. That's only half of what Tom Brady got.
I know, right? Well, Tom Brady's only addicted to Botox at this point.
If a fan hit his face, how much further would it go back?
And now he wants to get into wrestling. Could you imagine that?
No. Oh, yeah, because when Logan Paul slaps him, he can't even feel it. Take a break. Back after this.
Oh my God.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's time to get to our favorite Monday game, little All Right. Oh, no! And give some of our best and worst from the weekend, as it was a busy weekend. A lot of things happening kind of all over the place. But numero uno has been the Marlins. Yikes. Unbelievable. Just an absolute woof. Anyway, My all right, it goes to Dwayne Wade, getting another Dwayne Wade Boulevard in Robbins, Illinois. That's Goosey's galore. He got the signs with his dad. Looks like a really cool event in his hometown.
Yep.
So I'm happy for him.
All right.
And, you know, I'm happy to see that Dwayne Wade Boulevard now has two locations in America. Great to see. Great to see. My other all right goes to Steph Curry because he may not be making a stink yet, but it appears he's thinking about it.
All right. So, what are you, thinking about a stink?
Seems like he may be thinking about making a stink.
That's not how it works.
You can't make a stink until you think about making a stink. A think stink.
It's garnering a lot of attention here.
I'm telling you, dude. People are noticing. People are noticing. I'm just saying, Leroy. My God, where could we go? Could we go? I mean, all over the place. There's so many options. But I'm going to go with Clayton McCullough. You know, to me, the damage was done with you using no words in the press conference. I need a little more fire from you, Clayton. I need a little more fire from you, Skip.
You want him to go Hal McRae, don't you?
I want him to go crazy. You know, I think it's needed. I think it's appropriate. I think the times are there. Guys, there are some things in baseball the calculator cannot answer for. And you don't even need a calculator for this one because you just keep going minus one, minus one, minus one. So I'm going to need you guys to get it together. But Clayton McCullough, I need a little bit more fire and brimstone from you, bruh, to get this Marlins team back on track because this is a disaster. Leroy!
So my all right, I was flicking through TV, of course, after I saw Game of Thrones. I mean, saw House of Dragon. Flipping through the channels, and I got to tell you, I'm starting to get real happy about this football thing. Starting to be a lot of chatter, seeing some videos of guys returning. So I got to tell you, listen, I know it's not back, but I'm excited to start talking about football.
Yeah.
All right.
Shut up.
And listen, my own no, like, dude, Vrabel.
Oh, like, my God. What a scumbag.
You cannot be a leader of men and use antics to try to get that dirt off you.
My dog ate the homework.
And you know what? Here's the part that really got me. You see his face. He knew what the hell he was doing.
Yep. He's a weasel. That is the face.
The way he was trying to pet the dog, he was like,
right.
You guys like this orphan dog? You want to?
Look at his face. Look at the smirk.
Just a complete phony.
You know, it'd be funny, right? What if you try to bring the dog to the wife as a gift?
And
the wife said no.
Do you think he adopted the dog or was just like a prop?
I think he was trying to get the dog.
That's what makes it even worse. He didn't adopt the dog. He's like, does anybody want this dog?
Because
he did adopt the dog.
They did it a year ago. I think this is something where they do something with
the Patriots. They do it every year.
Yeah, something with the Patriots.
He should not be holding the dog.
That dog.
Hey, you know what? If you want your website, you want to get a whole bunch of dogs, give a dog to Drake May.
Right. Drake May can save the dog.
Yo, Shreet is hysterical.
The dog Sedona.
That's a nice name.
All right. Well, we can move on from everything here. From my horn.
You just put it down and walked away from it?
Yeah.
This dog's like.
He put that dog like he got peed on and he was trying not to, you know, look even more like a jackass.
Tier says it wasn't even his dog. He's cheating on his home dog.
Oh my God. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Yeah,
you know the
loyalty ever.
You know when he gets home. He gets home that dog is like, hey, who are you with today?
He's gonna look at him like that dog at the Marlins.
The hot dog?
The hot dog dog.
Jonah?
Jonah.
Have you ever met a dog who was wanting to get rescued and taken home, not be happy?
Yeah, the dog's like, get this scumbag away from me.
RVH Richie's right. That's Vrabel's new roommate. I mean, considering he's been in the doghouse, so.
Oh, man. I can't wait for this season to go terribly for them. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Jennifer, what's your all right and oh no?
Well, my own oh no was going to be Mike Vrabel.
Oh no!
The audacity. Like, that poor dog was suffering more than the actual shelter there. And also, like, you're... It hurts because this is an actual thing that happens, and it's a very important cause, and you're just kind of like taking away from it because of your whole scandal. I don't like it. So no one really cared about the whole dog charity thing. But my own also goes to you guys for never mentioning this whole iguana scare that happened in FedEx this past weekend.
Oh, in Memphis. You know, I wanted to get to that last week. That was pretty crazy. But yeah, I did see that. Some guy went into a FedEx office and in Memphis, and he ordered an iguana. He ordered a live iguana, and I think the ladies encouraged it though, because they were like, "Well, I want to see it." And
yeah, he should have had a little bit more precaution or something, because that thing dipped.
Yeah, well, they're very fast.
It was in a box.
They're very fast.
Like, when you who has the audacity to even like go ahead and one out like that? FedEx.
What you think the first thing you're gonna do when he gets up in his, out of the box?
Who had the audacity to even do that? That's so wrong.
Oh no!
How's she supposed to get him there?
Ordering iguanas like we ordering Uber.
That's so no. But my all right goes to our close and personal friend, and Bam Adebayo, because thought it was very heartwarming to see this past weekend that interview that he had talking about Asia, and just like our boy's growing up, man. He's in love, and I'm happy that he has someone in his life that he looks at and says that could be his father. Like, that's the father he's always wanted, which was Roscoe, Asia's dad. And I thought that was very sweet. And I hope nothing but the best for all of them.
I saw a great tweet about them, which they've probably already been married for 2 years. They just haven't told anybody.
Would it surprise you?
No, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Like, if they're just married already and they just haven't done the big one yet. But no, they seem like they have an incredible relationship. It's great to see. Great to see good things in a world that has a lot of Mike Vrabels in it. You know?
Exactly.
Something tells me I'd never just see Bam Adebayo up there with a dog.
He's like, but wait, I have a puppy.
No, if he was up there with a dog, it's like him, Asia, and actually trying to talk about the charity.
Right.
And like trying to adopt a dog and stuff like that.
Vlad, what's your all right and oh no here today?
My all right? People are entering NFL training camps. Finally.
Finally.
Finally. Oh, my gosh. Man, after the Marlins 12-game losing streak, you would have thought they held us down for July, which they kind of did, at least in June. But, yeesh, this has been some hard times, Daddy.
Yep.
Hard times.
Hard times
indeed. So that is my all right that we get in training camp going.
All right.
My oh, no, Michael Porter Jr.
Oh, no.
Did you see this video, Tobin?
No.
I think I saw it on my timeline. I believe he tried to get in somewhere.
So, Tobin, Lee Ray, and Jay Fig, there was an event going on in New York City. You know, where
I think
a lot
it was a Justin Bieber party.
It was that's an event. That would be an event. And Justin Bieber party, right? They show you a video of the people walking in to the party. You see Brooklyn Net forward Michael Porter Jr. and a couple of his friends having to go check in with the people in the front. And then 20 seconds later, you see a short 6'2" man and his lovely bride just get out their car, walk straight to the door, and the security goes,
"Right this way.
Right this way, Mr. Brunson." Right this way, Mr. Brunson. And so Jalen Brunson didn't have to check in with nobody. He just walked straight into the party. And Michael Porter Jr. and the other Brooklyn Nets players had to go check in with somebody to see if they were on the list.
Who are you? Agor Damon. I swear I'm a Net.
Yeah, that's pretty mad when you got to go to the VIP. One guy just gets out. Him and his wife just go straight to the party. And you got to go check in and say, I'm on the guest list.
I swear. Just
wow. He's a champion, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He's a champion right here. In Denver. If he wanted to get into the Denver club, maybe he'd have better luck. Now, please.
Look at that. Look at this. He's checking in. Boom. Wifey and JV just walk right through. And the security's talking, and I'm like, you see? Right this way, Mr. Brunson.
Michael Porter's like, oh, finally.
Michael,
Jalen, can you get me in, please?
What if Jalen had to get him in?
I bet they saw Jalen Brunson driving up, and they say, hold up.
That probably is what happened. Jalen Brunson probably like, hey, can you let Michael Porter in? This is a little embarrassing for my guy over here.
You think that's what they said?
It happens all the time. I like when, depending on where you are, right? So when I would go to, like, if I were to come down here, right? And the guys, like, if I was going out with somebody like Juice or somebody like that, I mean, McDuffie. Yeah. He said, hey, we're going to the club. Come on through, right? If they don't recognize you, just say, hey, I'm here with Juice, right?
I know that guy. You do? Yeah. You know Jalen Brunson? I play against him 4 times a year.
Now, if he really wanted to, see, he thought he could just go. If he would have brought that big-ass ring, they would have let him right in.
Yeah. Well, listen, at least it was Jalen Brunson. You know, it would have been a real embarrassment if it was like Tyler Cole. It's like the last intangible on the Knicks roster. Right this way, Mr. Kolick.
If Kolick got in before Michael Porter Jr., that would be, yo, endless jokes for endless jokes on Michael Porter.
Yeah, at least it was Jalen Brunson. At least I can understand why Jalen Brunson doesn't have to wait. But if it was like even Jordan Clarkson, you're like, what? You're letting Clarkson in before me?
Right.
All right. Well, that's our show today, everybody. Lots of fun and shenanigans here on a Monday. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintained in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.